First up from the Hardline program, it's Greg the Hammer Williams.
Oh, I've heard of the
Hammer?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember a few years back when the Hammer had the I just think that yeah moment?
Mm-hmm. I just think that, yeah.
That is not edited. That is them just having, just kind of drifting off in thought, as we all do, and he wasn't able to complete his thought. Well, earlier this week, the Hardline was talking about the Victoria's Secret TV show being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Grego trying to make the point of why the Victoria's Secret TV show was canceled.
The Victoria's Secret show on CBS, the fall fashion show, has been canceled. What are they afraid of there? It's girls in bras and panties.
Because they just don't want to chance it.
Man, this country, you know what?
They don't know what's, you know?
What?
They don't know.
Because people don't know.
They
yeah,
should never know.
I think we just had an I just think that, yeah,
yeah,
moment.
Pretty much. I mean, they don't know what's acceptable and what's not. I just think that, yeah, they don't know what's, you know.
So mean.
Poor Grego.
We all have moments like that.
No one provides more entertainment and gets beat up more than Grego.
He is the greatest.
Play that isolated once again.
They don't know what's, you know.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, I mean, 45 seconds after that, Corby was trying to make the point that, yeah, why can't the U.S. be more like Europe, where they're free and easy with sex on TV? And why is that, Corby?
They have far fewer more violent crimes.
Sorry,
far,
Greg, you do it once, they get them all out.
Far fewer more...
I wouldn't feel bad, but I said exactly what I wanted to say.
Far fewer more... violent crimes as far as sex goes.
Far fewer more violent crimes than sex goes?
Don't diagram my sentence for me.
Well, which ones?
Far less...
criminal.
More sex crimes.
Far less violent crime.
They're more lenient on sex than they are on violence. They have way fewer violent crimes.
Far less more violent sex crimes.
All right, the Corby quote is, it's a good idea for a t-shirt. They have far fewer more violent crimes as far as sex goes.
Well, that's why they're winning those awards on that Hardline, man. Yeah. Segments like that.
He was trying to say far fewer violent sex crimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he said far more fewer.
Far fewer more.
No, far fewer more. Far fewer, and then separately, more violent sex crimes. I think more was supposed to go with violent.
Okay,
not the far fewer.
It's the more that got him confused.
Right.
All right, so there's Corby at Corny Break.
He kept repeating it.
I know.
It's funny.
Just kept attempting it. And all those times that he had when someone else interrupted and started talking.
Yeah,
he
was
trying to rethink it.
He said it three times.
I hope you do better than you've acted under the tree this year with that stocking up there.
Yeah, not since that statement have we had something that confusing. Hmm. All right, this is from Ticket Sports Sunday, and Stu Cedar up for an emergency break of the week.
Has he recovered yet, by the way?
Cedar. From what?
The Bob Huggins heart attack.
Leave him alone about that.
I just remember Stu coming on the air and saying it was
you
the most difficult day of his
Stu
broadcasting life.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the Huggins family and
Stu
the
alone.
Entire Cincinnati basketball family. This is one of the most difficult stories I've ever had to report
on.
And I think Huggins coached the next week.
He did. Stu is leaving her
alone. I did hear it. You said I didn't hear it.
I
heard it. Yes, I did.
He told you about
it. No, we were both leaving the parking garage at the same time.
Oh, you were together? Oh, okay.
And listening to Ticket Sports Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And Craig called me up on the phone and said, did you just hear what he said? He's about to break down on the air.
I thought Huggins had died, but he was... He was in stable condition.
Yeah.
Well, he was
he had just
to be
been
nice,
released from the hospital.
And Stu didn't know him personally.
Oh, he's a big Cincinnati basketball fan.
Yeah, and Stu is just
he's a Michigan fan. Oh,
he is the nicest guy at the ticket. Stu is so nice, and like the Huggins thing, he's trying to be nice on the air.
He went overboard.
And, okay.
Cronkite didn't break him as much as
Jeff
Kennedy.
All right, leave him alone. Well, this is Stu trying to run down the Masters leaderboard, and he's trying to say the phrase, he sits at 4 under par.
Oh, no.
He sits at 4 under par.
So he goes out for his first 9 holes at 38, which would be plus 2, as I said. He sits 1 shot behind. as I say that again, the S-bomb is having a tough time today for Stu. And he sits 1 shot behind the leader, Ernie Els, at minus 4. Sergio Garcia is just on a roll today, Tommy. He is minus 6 on the day. That's 66 for his final round right now through 17 holes, minus 3 for the tournament. Think about it. If he should somehow birdie...
I should just quit.
If he should somehow birdie 18...
He said it
what
twice.
Was the deal? was he turtling? Why was he?
Well, he was trying to say, he was saying shoot and sit and shot, and he just kind of put them all together.
If you have that many Freudian slips, you're looking at your watch, waiting for the commercial break, is what you're doing.
You blow your brains out.